the church's head. And number 735, Have No Fear, Little Flock. Following the opening hymn, Pastor Reverend Samuel Morshing will lead the congregation in worship. The sermon theme is Seek This First. The sermon text is Matthew 6, 24 to 34. We take you now to the sanctuary of Peace Lutheran Church. The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. We invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 98.3 FM WCQM. We invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. A condensed version of the worship service may be found on the church website at peacetoyou.pctcnet.net. That's peace, the number 2, YOU.pctcnet.net. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for His ministry, you may do so on our website or Facebook page, or mail it to Peace Lutheran Church, 598 2nd Avenue North, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with a high of 63. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 38. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 67. Upper 60s Tuesday, turning much warmer on Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s. Take a look at the extended forecast, 76 Thursday, 75 Friday, and 72 on Saturday. Another look at the short range, a high of 63 today, a low of 38 tonight. We should top off around 67 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 49.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
It's a good day, good day. Amen.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
Dean, try that in a small town. All right, coming up, more great country music for you. Luke Combs, Toby Keith, Justin Moore. We'll talk about Kevin Costner and Yellowstone. That's on the way right here. This is Justin Moore.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, we implore you, let your continual pity cleanse and defend your church. And because she cannot continue in safety without your aid, Preserve her evermore by your help and goodness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated as we continue with our blessings of our Bibles and our presentations to our third grade students. So I would invite forward at this time our third grade students who are in attendance along with their parents. Have here one of the Bibles for our third grade student who's here, Abigail. And we at this time would like to bless this Bible for your use. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord God, by his Holy Spirit, has caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Such learning takes place when we hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. It is fitting that this Bible be sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us pray. O God, you have given us your holy word to be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We implore you to bless this Bible, enlighten the hearts and minds of those who read from it, and open the ears of all who hear the gospel proclaimed from it, that by your Spirit they may earnestly hold fast to him who is the way, the truth, and the life, even Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless this Bible. Amen. Well, congratulations, and we look forward to you using this Bible for many years to come, and we look forward to your parents encouraging you to be reading the Bible and to hear from it God's holy word, as our congregation will be hearing God's holy word at this time. God's blessings.
Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterward make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said, and she and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me for the gradual. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. The epistle for today is from Galatians, the 5th chapter, starting verse 25, going through to the 6th chapter, verse 10. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. This is the word of the Lord.
This morning, we will have the opportunity to hear a solo by Word.
Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. To my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid and think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. To my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide, hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
I invite the congregation to please stand as we continue with the Alleluia and the verse. Son of God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. This comes from Jesus preaching the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We have the opportunity to confess together our Christian faith based upon God's word as we speak the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not of me, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The congregation may be seated, and any children that are present may come forward at this time for a children's message. Today, and that you are hearing God's word. We heard in our Old Testament lesson a story about one of the prophets, Elijah, and how he was going and traveling, and he was in need of something to eat. Who helped provide him the food that he was able to eat? And how did he know where to find this food? Did you guys listen and hear? Yeah. I know you're listening. So he went and... Do you know who told him where to find the food? What do you say?
Jesus.
Well, God was the one who told him there. It says, the word of the Lord came to him, and he says, I have commanded a widow there to feed you. So he got there, and he saw this widow. Did it look like she had a lot of... Did it sound like she had a lot of food to be giving away? She didn't say she had a lot of food. In fact, she says she only has a little handful of flour and a jar full of oil, and that she thought it would be just enough to make one loaf of bread, and then they would be all out. But we hear that the bread, the flour in her jar, and the oil, it did not run out. So who provided and made sure it didn't run out? Who do you guys think made sure that there was flour and oil? Who was helping? Do you think God helped make sure he had a miracle, right? That the flour kept being in the jar, and the oil remained in the jar even when she was making bread. So God was providing food for Elijah and the widow and her son. Who do you think helps provide your food? Where do you guys find your food at home? Where do you find your food? There's some food in a cabinet, sure, yep. How about you? Or the refrigerator? How about, where do you find it?
Or in a bag.
Or sometimes in a bag, too, yeah. Does it grow in your refrigerator? No. How about, is it made in your cabinets?
No.
But how does it get there? Eventually it gets there, right? Sometimes from the stores. But how does it get to the store? What do you think?
Usually it's from like an apple orchard or like a cherry orchard or like those types of things.
Maybe some orchard for some of the fruits, or how else does it get there?
By your garden.
Or maybe from a garden, right? And who helps the plants grow in our gardens so that we have grains and fields and plants and orchards? Who helps the growth happen?
Jesus.
Yeah, God is the one who makes all of our food go. So God is the one who's helping provide you your food today and every day. Did you know that? Yeah, God is the one who provides all of our food and makes sure that we have what we need to eat. So let us thank God that he provides for us just like he provided for Elijah. Sometimes it seems to be a miracle when we go to the store and the store shelves are all full. What a wonderful blessing. And that when we plant seeds in our gardens, they grow, right? Yeah, what a wonderful blessing. God continues to look after you and me, and he provides for our needs. We pray and echo prayer at this time. Fold our hands and repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for providing our food.
Thank you for providing our food.
We know that you care for us.
We know that you care for us.
And all of your creation.
And all of your creation.
Please help us share your love.
Please help us share your love.
With our family and friends.
With our family and friends.
So they too will look to you.
So they too will look to you.
For all the needs of body and soul.
For all the needs of body and soul.
We pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much, boys and girls, for coming up. And I do have something that has been provided for you at this time. And our congregation will continue and sing our next hymn, hymn number 711. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's sermon is based upon our text from Matthew chapter 6. Today you have choices that you are going to be able to make, just like every day in your life. Some are going to seem insignificant, hardly even feel like a choice. Others may be more meaningful. And occasionally, there are those life-altering choices. What will you be eating for lunch? What chores do you have on the list that you're going to do around the house this afternoon? How much longer will you work until retirement begins? What will you be planning to do in retirement? Will you cheer for the Packers this season or the Vikings? Some choices, like I say, seem not to have any consequences at all. But some are made quite easily, and others, they're a very difficult struggle to answer. Sometimes the choices are challenging because we're trying to make choices based upon the approval of someone else. And maybe we're even making them for the wrong reasons. As I look back, I can see that during some childhood and teenage years, I recall making choices based on what I believed other people would respond to me in regards to them. If I played this sport, then I would be popular with these individuals and could maybe fit in. Or if I had this item of clothing, then that would help with my relationships with others. Or so, that's something that I thought at that time. But when we seek others' approval, it's not necessarily always going to be as easy as we think it to be. In fact, what they think really may change. And sometimes, even if it's the right thing, well, maybe their personality just is one where they're going to spite you just to spite you, no matter what you've done. So I'm sure that there are others that happen to try to make choices based on the approval that they're going to receive by others, not just children and teens, but any of us may do so, because we do want to be included, to be part of something greater than ourselves. It's not always fun to just be that lone person, but rather to have relationships with others. There are other choices, though, that are made because you've received some good advice. Go to college, get a degree, and you'll get a good job. Well, I've known some people who've went to college, they've gotten their degree, and the degree leads to no job whatsoever in the field that they've studied in. They followed the good advice, and yet it didn't lead to anything. Or there are those that follow investment advice. Invest here and you will succeed. And yet, these financial investments do not lead to a good return. In fact, some have led to no return at all. Or maybe some of you have gone shopping and based upon the approval and the suggestion of a salesperson, you've purchased an outfit which now continues to reside in your closet because you don't like it as much as the person liked it on you. If any of you made decisions based upon the advice of others, you know that it doesn't always necessarily lead to where you would like it to lead. Choices that you've made to fulfill your own desires, or choices you've made because others have advised you, these choices may not always be the right choices. There are times where we may be trying to appease others, we may be trying to appease ourselves, and yet we hear what Jesus would tell you, what it is that we should be first and foremost seeking in our life. It isn't our own desires. It isn't the advice that this world would give. There is one master, he says, that you and I are called to follow. Says no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. And in our lives, it really isn't, well, do I listen to myself or do I listen to others? Well, those happen to be two masters that will fail us. Do not trust in princes. Do not trust in man. No, rather we are called to trust in God. It is God that we should seek at all times. He is the one that cares for us. He is the one that looks after us each and every day. Jesus, speaking to those that were listening, says, don't be anxious about your life. Don't be anxious about what you're going to eat or drink, or about your body, what you're going to wear. Life certainly is more than food. It's more than clothing. And God has shown that He provides all that you need for both body and soul. Think of the Israelites, the 40 years that they wandered in the wilderness. God provided them with manna and quail to eat. Their clothing did not wear out during those years. We heard in the Old Testament how God provided for Elijah. He sent him to a widow, and that widow was able to have bread despite it seeming to be the last flour and last oil that the jar and jug would empty out. God provided. And so Jesus calls for those who hear him, says, don't worry about these things. The birds, do they store up? Do they plant? No. Yet God provides for all their needs. The lilies, see how beautifully they are dressed. Even more splendid than Solomon in all of his glory. And yet they're only here today and gone tomorrow. God knows what you need. He also knows how to provide for your needs. So don't, he says, be anxious, worry about what shall we eat, what shall we drink, what shall we wear, will I be able to retire, are they going to win or lose today? No, those are not worries for our life. In fact, Jesus says, the Gentiles seek after all these things. Now, these are the things that the Gentiles, those who do not know God our Heavenly Father, that's what they seek after. They seek after the things of this world, the food, the clothing, the praise and the honor of others. But you who know God our Heavenly Father, you who have been baptized in the name of the triune God, what is it that you are called to seek? What is it that you are called to share with others? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Yes, we find in the church the things that we need. Yes, for this life, but also for a life in the world to come. The church, it has been known, and throughout history, we see even in the book of Acts, that they shared with each other those things that they had been blessed with from God or Heavenly Father, so that no one went hungry, so that the needs of all were met, so that projects around the house and the home were able to be done. Yes, they shared with each other their skills, their abilities, and they shared from the abundance that God had given to them, their food, their clothing. And yes, we've seen the church reach out into communities in the past as we continue to seek ways to reach out into our communities to help care for the needs of the body, food, clothing, shelter. Yes, this has been part of the mission of the church. A part of the mission of the church, but the greater mission of the church is not the care of our bodies, but rather the care of the soul. the blessings of the life to come that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ promises. The kingdom of God, the kingdom that will last for all eternity, that we find in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today, he offers his very body and blood to those who receive the Lord's Supper, so that you can be assured of the forgiveness of your sins, life and salvation that he has provided for you. Yes, seek first this God's kingdom. Seek first to be in God's word. Join with others. Be connected by God to one another. Be connected to your heavenly Father. This is what we are to seek first and foremost. Choices that we make in life, well, they're not so difficult to make when we trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we trust that whatever choice that we make, he will continue to love us and provide for us. He will care for us today, tomorrow, and for all eternity, just as he has promised in sending Jesus. So seek first Jesus Christ. The rest of the things of this earth, they'll be here today, but they will be gone tomorrow. But Jesus, he will last, and his blessings for you will be forever. So do not be anxious about the things of this world, what you're going to eat or what you will wear or what you will drink. Rather, seek first the kingdom of God and trust in him. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to stand as we continue in prayer. Seeking God's kingdom, we pray for all people according to their needs and for all who are in need this morning. Heavenly Father, you see how this world, its money, its clothing, and its possessions tempt us to worry and doubt. Yet you know all of our needs of body and soul and promise to care for us. Call us by your gospel to entrust everything into your sure hands. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All supplying, Lord, you promise to provide for the proclamation of your gospel. Make your church and her pastors bold to build up your word, that in times of woe and uncertainty, she may never cease to share your peace. Lord, in your mercy. Divine Master, your Son warns that we cannot truly serve you and pursue security in worldly wealth. Grant us firm faith in your provision and the peace which this world cannot give. Lord, in your mercy. Bow down your ears, O Lord, and behold our cries on behalf of Vic, Rick, Shirley, Glenn, Wayne, Linda, Tracy, Beth, and Colleen, and all who suffer in body and soul. Save your servants, heal them, and bear witness thereby to your mercy in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Increase our faith, O Lord, and grant that all who come to your supper may come in repentance, seeking your forgiveness, and in the unity of a true confession. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father in heaven, you sustained Elijah and your saints of old through woe, plenty, and scarcity. Inspire us in the light of their faith to walk through all circumstances until we join them at your unending banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. At this time, I invite forward our Sunday school teachers. The congregation may be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are to be installed as Sunday school teachers at Peace Lutheran Church to work in which our Heavenly Father has great joy. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. Beloved in the Lord, you are to assist me, the minister of word and sacrament, in the instruction of God's people according to his holy word. You are to prepare yourselves for this work by your individual and corporate study of the word of God and the faith drawn from it as has been delivered to us in the small catechism. While holiness and life and obedience to Christ are expected of all members of the congregation, it is especially important that you show yourselves by word and example to be faithful to him in service and Christian devotion. In the presence of God in this congregation, I therefore ask you, do you accept the position entrusted to you, and do you promise faithfully to carry out your duties, trusting in the Lord and confirming yourself to his word in accordance with the faith of the Evangelical Lutheran Church? If so, then answer, I do. Beloved in the Lord, you have heard the promises of faithfulness spoken by these men and women. Do you promise to support them in their work, to remember them in your prayers, and to work with them to the best of the ability that God has given you so that he may be glorified and his work may be done in our midst? If so, then answer, we do. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I install you as Sunday school teachers at Peace Lutheran Church in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite the congregation to please stand as we continue and pray. O God, grant to these your people the gifts of wisdom and discretion, kindness and faithfulness, so that they may efficiently teach and guide, and grant to all your people a ready willingness to learn. Let the knowledge of your word be preserved and extended among us, so that all may know and praise you now and forever. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Go in the name of the Lord, be immovable, steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless you. Amen. I invite you to return to your seats at this time as we continue with the collection of our offerings. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. Giving is an act of faith. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. And also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will again rise to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabbath. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. You once revealed your name to Moses in the burning bush, and through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you unveiled the mystery of your holy name in the Trinity of persons and the unity of being. Grant that we, who have been baptized and instructed in the triune name, may faithfully eat and drink of your Son's body and blood, and the worship you in spirit and truth, O Father, through your Son in the Holy Spirit. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.